This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just updated, over 77 million Americans have voted early in person and by absentee ballots, according to the University of Florida Election Lab. Filing a federal lawsuit against some Georgia counties who are allowing voters to drop off their mail-in ballots in person, the Republican National Committee, which says it's illegal because the early voting period has ended. On the last day of early voting in Milwaukee, former President Barack Obama continued to pitch Vice President Kamala Harris to undecided Wisconsin voters.
There is only one candidate who has offered serious ideas about how to drive down prices and make this economy work for everybody, and that is Kamala Harris.
On the Des Moines Register MediaCom poll in Iowa, showing Harris ahead but within the poll's margin of error, in usually reliably Republican Iowa, Donald Trump in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
I got a poll, I'm 10 points up in Iowa.
Like other polls, it's close, but unusually so for Iowa. This is ABC News. Update over the death of One Direction boy band singer Liam Payne, who police say fell off a third-floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Police now analyzing security cameras to piece together what happened. Sources with direct knowledge of the investigation telling ABC News those cameras twice show Payne asleep in the lobby, holding a bottle of whiskey, clearly already intoxicated.
On their honeymoon after a Friday wedding in Austin, Texas, Bernard Snyder and Josephine Cartwright. She is 96.
We decided whatever time the Lord gives us, we'll be together and we won't have to be alone again.
He's 98.
She's the most wonderful person I've met, and she's made my life beautiful.
Both their previous spouses had died. Snyder said he invited Josephine to his birthday party back in March at their retirement community when she invited him to dinner, and what could be called a whirlwind courtship progressed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system. But conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the National Scenic Trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain and thunder and temperatures in the upper 50s. For Monday, scattered showers and a high near 67. Rain and thunder for Monday night, a low of 55. For Tuesday, showers and storms and highs around 64. On Wednesday, some sunshine and a high of 57. Currently, 50 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to hour two of the Civic Media Spotlight. First up, we'll hear from Matt Nair on Air, where this week Jane and Greg welcomed on Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. They talk about the upcoming election and emphasize that voting is private and nobody has to tell anyone who they vote for.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, Todd Albaugh is back on the road. He's on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour, continues today. They're stopping in Wisconsin Rapids at the WFHR WIRI studios. You can join Todd, Trigvi Olson, Reed Galen, and their guests for another great stop across the state in Wisconsin. Todd Albaugh today from noon to 2 p.m. Very glad to have our next guest join us. He is the chair of WISDEMS. Ben Wickler is here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
You look pretty awake. You look pretty conscious. I follow you on Twitter, and like you are all over the place, man.
We're in the final stretch here, right?
I wanted to start out with something which just seems to have blown up in the last couple of days. And I find it interesting because this ad that Matt Nair on Air received from a completely legitimate and totally real super PAC, Ben, we started playing this about a month ago. And now it seems to be getting reaction from some people on the Fox network. Calvin, can you play that ad that we have from this completely legitimate and totally real super PAC? Take a listen to this.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband, or my sister, or my garden club, or my Facebook friends, or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us.
Yeah, we started running that, Ben, about a month ago, and all of a sudden now there are some national ads that are kind of picking up on that same theme, shall we say, about your vote is private. When you go in to cast your ballot, no one knows how you vote. Now, this is getting some, seems to me, some extreme reactions from some people on the right. Calvin, let's play clip number two from Jesse Waters on Fox.
And if I found out Emma was going into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Harris, that's the same thing as having an affair. That to me.
Oh my God. Let him finish. Jesse.
That violates the sanctity of our marriage.
Preach on. Yes.
What else is she keeping from me?
Exactly.
What else is she been lying about?
Why would she lie to you? Have you threatened her? Why would she lie to you?
Oh, they want me to tease.
Why would she do that and then vote Harris? Why would she say she was voting
Trump and then voting Harris?
And I caught her, so and then she said, I lied to you for the last 4 years.
So you admit you intimidate
It's people. Over.
Oh, we got to go to break. Oh, yeah, they're signaling we have to go to break. Let's get out of here. This isn't going well.
That, I think that kind of says it all, right? Which is that there's, you know, there's a ton of men who are supporting Harris, including me. There are some guys who feel like they need to be able to control women and control the women in their lives and control women that they'll never meet. And it's threatening to think that everyone can make up their own mind. And it's everyone's private personal decision who they're going to vote for. And I will just tell you, I've been in 32 counties in the last 2 weeks. I've been knocking on doors myself and talking to volunteers and talking to staff all over the state. And everywhere we hear reports about couples where both have voted Republican in the past, and now there are a lot of women who are going to vote for Harris. I think this is probably a bigger deal than even shows up in the polls. And you can see in the polls a massive gender gap already. But I do think there's such a thing as the shy Harris voter, the way there used to be the shy Trump voter. I think that the way that Trump voters used to feel like they would get, you know, berated and attacked if they came out with their support for Trump. Now, there is no social sanction for being a Trump supporter in Wisconsin, especially in red areas in Wisconsin. But there is a fear that a lot of people have if they come out as somebody who's not supporting Trump now. But when it is just them and their conscience and that bubble that they can fill in on their ballot in the voting booth, I think a lot of people are going to vote for Harris. I'd rather be Harris now.
I just have one little caveat about Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters famously was married and having an affair with the young producer he is now married to. He got her to go on a date with him because he let the air out of her tires. He's talked about it on the air. So please, Jesse, take your holier than thou, your betraying my marriage outrage. Please take it somewhere else.
Oh my God.
I think if there's no greater suggestion or a proponent for watching the live stream, it's seeing Ben Wickler's face when he heard Jesse Waters say it's the same as an affair. But the other thing too, Ben, we've talked about, you know, we've talked about this topic a lot, but also the other thing is, you know, your vote is private. No one knows who you'll vote for. But I think it's also very important to talk to men about that too. Your dad doesn't know who you vote for. Your golf buddies don't know who you vote for. You don't have to tell them. As you said just now, vote your conscience. When you're in that little booth and it's only you and that ballot, you vote what you want and you don't have to tell anybody else. And I think it's important for men to know that too, because in so many ways that Trump is this, and I don't know why, this sense of strength and manlyhood and alpha dogticity that he's not really, but they glom onto it because they're missing something as guys. But you can just be in that booth and vote for whomever you want. And it's okay if you vote for Harris. It's fine.
It's so fine. And yeah. I think there's two big reasons for guys to do this. One is it's an act of solidarity. It's a belief in human rights because women's rights are human rights. And, you know, as guys, like, we should respect the humanity of everybody. And, you know, if there are women in the world that you love, you can do this for them, but also do it for yourself. Do it for guys. Harris is going to be way better for men than Trump is. And, you know, if your number one issue is the economy, Harris's plans will make life more affordable and give you more opportunity, not just to, you know, get support when you're down, but also to be able to actually get ahead and start a business and you know, be your own boss and do things that, that a lot of people dream about. And Trump's is going to send us into recession. He's going to lift prices on everything. He's going to give tax cuts to billionaires, and he's going to stick it to everybody else. So even if there's zero solidarity, you're only thinking about your own bottom line. Guys, this is the time to vote for Harris. And I think it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking that you should, you know, that, that how you ought to vote should be only self-interest or concern for others. In this case, they line up perfectly because we are all going to do better when Harris is president. Even the wealthy will probably do better, honestly, because the size of the economy will grow. If the middle class has more strength, they'll be able to buy more stuff. So people who own companies, they might have a little bit higher taxes, pay their fair share, but they'll be paying higher taxes on a larger economy. Economic growth will be higher. It has been, if you look at the last 80 years, the 40 years under Democratic presidents have had significantly higher economic growth every year than under the Republican presidents. So this is, it is in everyone's self-interest and in their social interest to make sure that Harris wins this election.
Oh, there you go, bringing about facts again, Ben. Jeez, you just
Ben and his logic.
If you're just joining us, Ben Wickler is our guest. He's the chair of WISDEMS here in Wisconsin.
I think, you know, and folks who talk about the economy, and you know, I don't worry about those billionaires and millionaires. Even if we raise their taxes a little bit, I got news for you, folks. They're still going to be wealthy.
Really, really, really rich.
Wealthy beyond our imagination. And we got to worry about ourselves and the groceries we got to buy and the cars we got to afford and the homes with and the childcare. Those are the things. I'm not worried about billionaires paying more taxes. I'm worried about, can I afford to pay for what I owe right now?
And Ben, we've talked to several people about tariffs. We've been talking about tariffs for a couple of weeks, and we talked about the economics of it yesterday because the Washington Post came out with a column that said businesses are planning. They're starting to make plans to raise prices if Donald Trump imposes all of these tariffs. That's not good.
It is bad. In fact, you're absolutely right. Here's the other thing that no one's really talking about. If the U.S. starts throwing tariffs on imports from every other country, other countries are going to throw what are called retaliatory tariffs on things that we export.
Yep.
So suddenly, if you make stuff in this United States of America, it's going to be harder to sell your goods abroad because other countries are going to respond to our tariffs by responding to a trade war that Trump will have started. That's how we spin into a recession. It's harder to export and it's harder to buy stuff. In that scenario, bad for everybody.
And that would be devastating for Wisconsin farmers.
Absolutely.
It really would.
We've seen it before.
Yep.
We saw the trade war when Trump was president before. Targeted tariffs on Harley-Davidson exports. You know, targeted tariffs on like all the stuff that we make in Wisconsin because foreign countries know that if you want to punch Trump, go where the swing votes are. So those of us who live in battleground states would be hurt the most by a trade war that Trump would start. There's no reason to do that. It's just bad for everybody.
And the other thing that our guest said, his name is James Vanderloo. He said that if the tariffs are imposed, he will be on the phone the next day with businesses who will have to relocate to other countries or shut down because they will be so affected. And they know that immediately. And that was the point that hit me right in the heart because I was like, I didn't even think about that. And that's what something he deals with every day.
Well, companies have to plan ahead and companies hate chaos. They need stability. They want stability. That stability is good for business. We're going to continue our conversation with Ben Wickler with WISDEMS. He's the chair. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete talked to Adam Brody this week about his time in Hollywood on the movie In the Land of the Women, as well as the work that he's doing canvassing for the upcoming election.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to hour number two of this Monday night edition of Nightlight. So great to have you with me. Right now, we're going to play a clip. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to interview Adam Brody. Adam was on the show The OC. That kind of put him on the map. And he is now on a show on Netflix called Nobody Wants This. So he wanted to talk about the canvassing he was doing in Wisconsin, which was awesome. But I used that opportunity to talk a little show business with Adam Brody. Here's that interview.
It's my pleasure to welcome for the first time to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, actor Adam Brody. Adam, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you're in Wisconsin. You're trying to help get out the vote. How's it going so far?
It's going great. I mean, you know, mostly I'm thanking people who are already doing it. You know, I'm just showing my appreciation and my deep gratitude for everyone who's committed their time and effort and braved the, you know, it can be intimidating, I know, because I've done it, to knock on doors, as simple as that sounds. But, you know, there's a threshold you pass, and then it gets kind of fun. So, yeah, just out there telling everyone thanks, one concerned citizen to another, and also feels good to be a part of it, sort of a support group.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I know it is. It's always nerve wracking walking up to that door because you really have no idea what you're going to encounter. Tip of the hat for you for doing that. Can you tell me, one of my favorite films is Promising Young Woman. You have such a memorable part in that movie, kind of got the ball rolling. Can you talk a little bit about your experience in that film?
Sure. You know, Emerald Fennell, who wrote and directed it, is just a phenomenal talent. And that was obvious. And she's also a wonderful actress. And so she's very charismatic as well. And that was obvious from the script. I mean, everyone, you know, knew how good a script that was and how good a movie it would be. And I think she did a wonderful job with it. And she also, you know, where I come in that particular one is, you know, a bit of a misdirect. And she cast a handful of people known for their nice guy personas, their nice guy roles, and subverted those. And I thought it was brilliant.
That's really fascinating what you said, because I don't think a lot of actors or people in general, when they work on a film, know it's going to be great. So the fact that you said that, did everybody feel like that on the set? Like they really felt like they had something special here?
Yes, I think so. I mean, the movie's very entertaining and funny, and yet, right. And then it has this showcase where a great part for Carey Mulligan, who was one of our finest actors, and then a procession of cameos and different great parts for a bunch of men and a few women as well. And like I said, it's funny, it's tense, and at the same time, while you're being entertained, it's very thought provoking. It's very provocative. And it was talking and having a dialogue with a moment we were having and are still having. And so it was incredibly topical while not being preachy in any way. And so that's just a great cocktail.
My guest is Adam Brody. He is the star of the show Nobody Wants This, and we were talking to him a little bit about his role in Promising Young Woman and going back to the Gilmore Girls, but he is here in Wisconsin canvassing and trying to help get out the vote. There's a season two of Nobody Wants This, right? What I've seen of it so far, I'm a big fan. It's a great show.
Thanks a lot. We're very excited to make more. It's a lovely show to work on.
Yeah, it looks like it. What do you watch on TV when you're done filming your own stuff or canvassing or doing whatever you do for fun? What do you sit down and watch typically at night?
That's a fun question. I don't know that I have a typical thing. I really wish I watched more, but between bedtime for the kids and bedtime for me, you know, staying awake, there's not all that much time. So I've been working my way through Long Legs, the Nicolas Cage horror movie.
Right.
I really enjoy it. It's you know, I don't watch that much horror because I'm not that interested. I mean, I'll be scared as a byproduct, but that's not why I'm going to something. I'll go to something because I think it's really clever or et cetera. And so, which this one is so stylish. But so anyways, maybe I'm not the best judge, but I have to say, it is terrifying. It's terrifying. It's incredibly creepy. I really like it. But I've been working my way through that. I'm almost done. I'm doing it in pieces because I fall asleep.
I kind of do horror that way too, just because it's not my genre. But that's kind of a lot of what we talk about on this show is, well, all things entertainment, but movies and TV. You said you have kids. Do you have a favorite kids movie you could recommend to people, other listeners?
Oh, I would love to. Let me pitch a little kid book and movie that I love so much. It's very precious. But Astrid Lindgren, who wrote Pippi Longstock, he wrote a book in like the early 80s called Ronya the Robber's Daughter. And it's a year in the life of this girl in medieval Europe who is coming of age. And it's so beautiful and adventurous. And it's sort of Huck Finn meets the Secret Garden. It's just like, but really innocent and really sweet. And then there's they did a cartoon series, and I believe it's on Amazon, a two season series that really is just the book verbatim. And it's, I'm getting into the weeds here, but indulge me. But Miyazaki's son. Miyazaki is the great anime director from Japan that does Spirited Away and everything. His son directed all these. And it's two seasons and just does the book front to back on Amazon. It's got a great catchy little intro tune. And if you're looking for something peaceful for your kids, slower pace where you really, as anime often does, it really, you know, you like can hear the birds chirping in it and stuff.
So, well, listen, I can't thank you enough for your time today, Adam. Keep knocking on doors and getting out the vote. And welcome to Wisconsin. It's great to have you here. We're a great state. And hopefully we all show up at the polls, and we have you in part to thank for it. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Let me say one thing, if I may. To anyone listening, couple things about voting. Give me just 30 seconds of time.
Absolutely.
One,
yeah, go for it.
Vote early. It's too late to convince you who to vote for, but vote early because if you're planning to vote on election day, there's a bunch of reasons why that might not happen. You might have COVID. You might go and there's too long a line and you go somewhere else and you don't get back in time. If you vote early by going to a polling place and now and filling out an early ballot and dropping it, or taking your mail-in ballot and dropping it off at an early or at a polling station now, that works. Number two, this is the most pivot, I believe, with every fiber of my being, this is the most pivotal election of our lifetimes. We'll be talking about it for the rest of our lives. It is that historic. We have that stark a choice. And you're going to remember this week for the rest of your life. There's only a week left. So if you can, knock on some doors, volunteer in any way, because I promise you, you'll remember where you were and what you did in 50 years.
That is very well said, my friend. All right. Well, have a safe trip. Thanks so much for being here and visiting us here in Wisconsin. It was great to get to know you a little bit. And keep up the great work. We're following.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just updated, over 77 million Americans have voted early in person and by absentee ballots, according to the University of Florida Election Lab. Filing a federal lawsuit against some Georgia counties who are allowing voters to drop off their mail-in ballots in person, the Republican National Committee, which says it's illegal because the early voting period has ended. On the last day of early voting in Milwaukee, former President Barack Obama continued to pitch Vice President Kamala Harris to undecided Wisconsin voters.
There is only one candidate who has offered serious ideas about how to drive down prices and make this economy work for everybody, and that is Kamala Harris.
On the Des Moines Register MediaCom poll in Iowa, showing Harris ahead but within the poll's margin of error, in usually reliably Republican Iowa, Donald Trump in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
I got a poll, I'm 10 points up in Iowa.
Like other polls, it's close but unusually so for Iowa. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to the Hawkeyes on a rainy night in Iowa City. The final 42-10 in favor of Iowa. Wisconsin heads into a bye week with a record of 5-4. Baseball, the Brewers making roster moves. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta will be back next season, but right-hander Colin Ray and catcher Gary Sanchez will not. NBA, the Bucks hoping to snap their losing streak at home, but lost to the Cavaliers, 114-113. The Bucks are now 1-5. Giannis on what went wrong.
Oh, it comes to the little things. I think there was a lot of possession. We got to figure out the ways to play faster, get more shots up, get some second chances, dive on the ball, get some extra possessions. But I'm happy, you know, with the threes that we shot. We shot 38 threes. Last game, we shot 42 threes. This game, 38 threes. We got to keep on keeping that number up just to give ourselves a chance to win the game. That's pretty much it.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain and thunder and temperatures in the upper 50s. For Monday, scattered showers and a high near 67. Rain and thunder for Monday night, a low of 55. For Tuesday, showers and storms and highs around 64. On Wednesday, some sunshine and a high of 57. Currently, 50 degrees.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. Up next, we'll hear from the Todd Alba Show, where this week Todd was honored to welcome the one and only Mark Cuban. As an incredibly successful businessman, Cuban knows what it takes to succeed in America, and he wholeheartedly supports Vice President Harris in her presidential campaign. He and Todd discuss why he believes that her policies will elevate business owners and the middle class.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great song for our great guest here as we start out our week-long tour around the state of Wisconsin on this Monday, What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. So honored to have our first guest with us, but a big fan for a long time. He is the author of this great book. It was the first book I downloaded to my phone as an ebook, How to Win at the Sport of Business. He's a co-shark on Shark Tank. You can see it every Friday evening, 7 o'clock Central on ABC, and of course, an NBA world champion with his Dallas Mavericks. Joining us via phone, Mark Cuban. Mark, thanks so much for taking time for us.
What a great setup. I'm hiring you as my front man, for sure.
Well, it's too kind, and I know you're here to talk about Vice President Harris, but I would be remiss. Honest to God, when the first book I downloaded was your book, How to Win the Sport of Business. I read it on a flight down and back on a vacation to see my buddy down in El Salvador before we started this coffee business. And it's just a great read. I hope everybody reads it, regardless whether you're a business person. It's a great way to win at life. And the other reason, multiple reasons I'm an admirer, as a longtime Wisconsin basketball fan, the fact that Devin Harris played for you guys over three different courses, and Michael Finley, back in college, I did sports radio when Bo Ryan was at UW-Platteville before he became Bo Ryan at Wisconsin. I'm a longtime fan of Coach Ryan. Thank you for bringing Devin Harris to the Mavs, because, yes, I'm a Bucks fan, but the Mavs are my second team.
Well, I appreciate that, and Devin and Finn both work for the Mavs still, so we kept them around.
Well, we appreciate that, because they're great parts of what makes Wisconsin great.
They really are.
You're a guy who was born in PA and then ended up in Texas before you became Mark Cuban. Give us the lay of the land as you've been out there with Vice President Harris on the campaign trail. How are you feeling about your home state of Pennsylvania?
I like it a lot, actually. You know, my role has been to go out there and talk to small and medium-sized businesses and tell them how they can make more money with Kamala Harris as president. And it's really a really simple approach. You know, there's 33 million small businesses in this country. 99% are pass-through. 99% of the entrepreneurs that own them make $400,000 or less. And Kamala's been very clear that for all of those people, their taxes are either staying the same or going down. So that's the first thing I talk about. The second thing I talk about is healthcare, because every small business, and anybody who's uninsured or has a high deductible plan for that matter, is terrified that something's going to go wrong and they'll have a medication bill that they can't afford. What Kamala Harris has been very specific about is that she's going to work to tamp down what these pharmacy middlemen called pharmacy benefit managers, and she's going to bring transparency to it. And I work in the industry, so I know quite well that those policies will cut the cost of medications 20-30% or more, and particularly as they extend to other health care, the savings will be enormous for every single family and business. And then the third part is tariffs. You know, we hear a lot about tariffs, but what we don't hear about is the fact of they impact everybody, and they impact every small business. I mean, the things we buy on a day-to-day basis. I literally was just talking to somebody 5 years ago, I mean 5 minutes ago, who was telling me how their business, they sell paper plates, and their business was getting destroyed by the Trump tariffs because they compete with companies that buy from around the world, and they buy from around the world, and when those tariffs came in, it just jacked up their costs and made it far more difficult to compete. And when you have things like paper plates, those are the types of things that jack up the cost for every family. And, you know, you can look at your Christmas presents. People don't realize, but the stuff we buy for our family and friends, most of it's imported. Most of that is from China. And if you jack up the tariffs to 60% on all Chinese imports, we're not going to be able to buy as many Christmas presents. And the small businesses that sell those products are going to get crushed because almost their entire year of sales comes in the fourth quarter during Christmas. So when you go through these very specific items, the response has been great, and people start to understand that Kamala Harris actually understands what's best, particularly for small, medium-sized businesses, better than Donald Trump.
I saw this great interview on Bill Maher with you and Gerald Scarborough. A great judge I once knew from Tennessee, Judge Weissman, liked to say, let's put it down there where the chickens can get at it. You do it so well because what, despite what Trump is saying, for your average person around Wisconsin just trying to make a living, you know, these tariffs, they're not going to be paid for by China, Mark. Set us straight here. These are good folks in Wisconsin across this country who are going to be paying higher prices.
For sure. I mean, look, you can work on a farm in Wisconsin and you're importing manufactured importing equipment, your costs are going up. You started a coffee company. You know, if you import coffee, your costs are going up. Mm-hmm. Those costs. So the process when you import something is you buy something from the manufacturer overseas. And when it gets to the port where it's delivered to, your company, the American company, has got to go to the Customs and Border Patrol people and write the check. Literally, you have to pay them right there and then for whatever it is that you're importing. So if you're importing, you know, $100,000 worth of goods from China or wherever, and there's a 60% tariff, that means you're paying $60,000 more out of your own pocket, out of your business. And what are you going to do? You can't just eat that $60,000. You've got to then pass it on to your consumers, your customers. And that just makes it far more difficult to sell. You're exactly right. You know, Donald Trump says China pays for the tariffs. They absolutely do not. And it's like he doesn't understand how tariffs work.
We're talking with Mark Cuban, great author of How to Win at the Sport of Business, a co-shark on Shark Tank on ABC, and of course a world champion with the fantastic Dallas Mavericks. Mark, people see you on Shark Tank, and of course they know you of the Mavs. Some people might say, what the heck does this guy know about drugs and pharmaceuticals? This is such an interesting story for me, and if people aren't familiar, Google cost plus drugs. My sister is a type 1 diabetic, and what you have done with drugs may be, in my opinion, your greatest achievement of your many achievements.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And talk to people what this means by electing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, how that's really going to make a difference in the money they pay every month just to stay alive.
So what we've done with Cost Plus Drugs is we made everything transparent. We show you our cost. We show you our markup. We show you exactly what that medication is going to cost you. You know, think about what happens when you're prescribed a medication. Your doctor says you need this drug, and they don't ask you if you can afford it. They don't ask you anything other than what pharmacy do you use. And then so many of us face that terror of going to the pharmacy knowing we have a high deductible plan and not being able to pay for it and having to make decisions. Do you ration your medications? Do you pay for food? Do you pay for rent? With Kamala Harris, she's learned from what we've done. She's learned from what her FTC has done and understands that the pharmacy middlemen are the ones that are jacking up costs. And by going after the pharmacy middlemen, all those prices are going to come down. And they've started to do it already with the caps on insulin. They've started to do it already with the out-of-pocket cost caps for Medicare. You know, she understands healthcare and the impact it has on every single family in this country. Donald Trump, when you ask him about healthcare, he says he has a concept of a plan.
Right.
That's not going to change anything. And so just, you know, people say, you know, let's hear specifics. Well, these are the specifics. Kamala Harris is going to save you money on health care. Donald Trump is going to cost you more money.
I keep bringing up this book, How to Win at the Sport of Business. And I, honest to God, I hope people buy it either as an ebook or if you can find it in paperback or what have you. And here's one of the big takeaways I had, Mark, is that, you know, you're a guy who grew up, you know, a simple guy, a middle-class guy. I had the same background. I'm a former Republican, was in politics for a while, government. I've done retail. I started my own business. I started at 17 in radio. And now I just turned 55, and 2 years ago I got back into it through the grace of God through this company. You make this point in this book, Mark, about whatever you choose to do in life, by God, you better love it. And have passion and get up every day and be ready to take no for an answer and keep on going because you have a passion.
Yes,
you've spent time with Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. This seems to be, for me, an issue we don't talk about enough. Donald Trump, does he really have a passion for this? It seems to me Kamala Harris gets up every day and says, what can I do, not for me, but for the people of America?
100%. You nailed it. I mean, she does. She thinks about how she can help you, but she talks about bringing people together. She's open-minded. She's not dogmatic. She says, I'll have a Republican in my cabinet. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. Mm-hmm. And here we are talking about it because when I talk to her, when I talk to her team, they're open-minded. They want to solve problems, and they talk about it all the time. How do we solve these issues? How do we reduce the deficit? You know, she talks about it only took 1 year to build the Empire State Building, and we want to get back to where the time it takes to permit, using technology to increase efficiency, using it to reduce the deficit. She talks about these specifically. Donald Trump, I mean, you know, people say he's a great business person, but is he? You know, we can talk about the bankruptcies and all that, but what business has he actually truly started? What business has he started? Like, you've started companies. You know that it's scary when you're first getting started.
Right.
It's scary trying to deal with employees. Yeah. It's scary trying to deal with the health care. Dave and John on Shark Tank calls it the power of broke. Mm. You know, unless you've had your back against the wall, stressing about making payroll, stressing about the health care of the employees and their families, you really don't understand it. Kamala Harris connects to that. She wants to make things better, and that's what makes her so much different than Donald Trump, and that's why I've been supporting her.
And kind of wrap things up here, two quick questions to build on that. You didn't win a world championship by doing the same thing continually. You adjusted. You said, hey, how can we get better scoring? How can we get better players? How can we on and on? It seems to me just like that. Donald Trump's trying to use the same playbook from last season. Kamala Harris is saying, hey, I'm going to bring in a Republican into my cabinet. Hey, I'm going to reach out to Liz Cheney and find out and find those things to make our team better. Again, Mark, that seems like something I want to vote for. People should, too.
You're 100% right. Look, life changes. The only certainty about life is the uncertainty of it. And you want somebody who has leadership skills, but more importantly, you want somebody who's open-minded and looking for solutions. You talked about basketball. I mean, look at the Bucks, right? Trading for Damian Lillard. You've got to go for it and make the changes you need in order to win. You don't say, well, Dame played for the Portland Trailblazers, so we can't bring him in. Mm. It's the exact opposite. You go out and get the best players. And with Kamala Harris, it's the exact same thing. She's going out there looking for the best resources to put our country in the best position to succeed. She don't care. She doesn't care who gets the credit. It's not all about her. Donald Trump is just me, 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 me. Let me talk about me. You're bad. I'm good. Kamala Harris, I mean, Donald Trump said this country, the country we love, is a garbage can. Mm. How can anybody who loves this country say that? Kamala Harris talks about we're going to lift people up. We're going to help people start businesses. We're going to help grow this country. The one thing that separates this country from every other country in the world is the American dream and the goal that so many of us have to start a business. Kamala Harris has a tax deduction up to $50,000 for startup costs. She talks about helping start 25 million new businesses. Those are the types of things that create growth. So much of the 62.5% of new jobs are created by small businesses. Kamala Harris gets that. You never hear Donald Trump talk about small business at all. And that's such a key reason. I mean, everything that we are in this country, it came from somebody's dream, from somebody saying, why not me? Why can't I create something unique and help this country and world that we live in? Donald Trump wants to denigrate those people and cut them down. And I just don't see, I mean, that's why I'm supporting Kamala Harris. She really wants to lift people up. She knows how to do it from a policy perspective. She's a leader. She's open-minded. She's not dogmatic. And that's what we need for the White House.
Mark Cuban, you've been tremendously gracious with your time. We appreciate that. Thank you. 1 minute left. Something nothing to do with politics. Give us a palate cleanser.
Sure.
How are my Bucks going to do this year? And again, I'm still always pulling for the Mavs. How do you see the season shaping up?
You know, when you have Dame and Giannis on your team, you're going to be good.
Right.
You know, it always comes down to health. You know, who's healthy? But you got Lopez. You got, you know, Chris Middleton. You've got so many great players and keep on adding them. So, you know, last year was a transition year, just like the Mavs with Kyrie and Luka went through a transition year.
Yep.
And the next year we went to the finals. I think now with the training camp behind them, Dame and Giannis are going to be really, really tough to beat.
Mark Cuban, thank you so much. You can see him every week on Shark Tank and, of course, with the Mavs still. And great author, great person. Thanks for being an inspiration, and thanks for giving us time here. You're a great American, Mark Cuban. Be safe out there on the campaign trail. Go Indiana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go Hoosiers.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie was joined by another Civic Media host, Dom Salvia, to recap the horrible quotes spewed at the Trump rally in Madison Square Garden last weekend. They emphasize that as we lead up to Election Day, his rhetoric only gets worse and worse. Stay tuned after the Civic Media Spotlight for Max Inc. Radio. Or, if you want to hear more of the shows featured on the Spotlight, head to civicmedia.us/shows to see the entire broadcast lineup, or listen to them in podcast form on Spotify, Apple Music, or the website. Now, here's Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Monday's edition of In Case You Missed It with my little buddy and your friend, Dom Salvia. He's on after the Maggie Dawn Show every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. But I'm always so glad to have him here with me and each and every one of you on Mondays at 3:30. Thanks so much, Dom. I'm glad I got to blow your mind.
I rarely do.
I usually am up on it.
I know the topics generally, you know, do a lot of reading throughout the weekend and the day. I had not heard that dude, and you kind of, I did miss it, and you did blow my mind.
You're welcome.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, do they not get out much? Is there not much social interaction with these folks? If the places I go, and the people I talk to and things I do and see, that kind of talk would be very much frowned upon.
I want to get to the rally sound, and we're going to go through a bunch of it kind of like rapid fire because it's almost like it builds on its shockingness. Here's my question. Have these men, are they so ill-confident? Are they so afraid? Have they never... are there not enough amazing, awesome, strong women around? Like, what happened, dude? Like, what, you know, when I think of love and like what you would want in a partner, a long-term partnership, I want someone that stands with me on equal footing, mm-hmm. right? That I have an equal amount of respect, you know, that this is a respectful, reciprocal relationship. Like, dude,
I mean, that sounds great, Maggie, but God told me not to. So shush. but thank you for your opinion.
Right. folks, if you want to name the rally, give us a call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Bill from Green Bay sharing a very interesting video with us. We're going to put it in the show notes. It's called the Bad Faith Documentary. Thanks, Bill from Green Bay. Michaela from West Bend saying that rally last night was the Klan Clown Convention. All with K's. Bravo, Michaela. You're winning so far. Kurt from Madison pointing out religion is the problem, not the solution. Listen, I'm not going to go so far as to say that. And Dom, I respect your atheism. We've talked about faith on this show a lot. I hate, frankly, the terrible rap that men and women of good faith that are Christians and evangelicals are getting from this kind of stuff.
And they need to stand up to it then.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like Billy Graham's granddaughter last week saying, this is an abomination. Yeah. My grandfather would be sickened by this. USSR recruitment rally from the 715. Mm-hmm. Ham from Appleton pointing out that Elon's hat. Last night, he's declared himself like Dark Brandon, Dark MAGA. He used the same font that the Nazis used to put out all their propaganda papers. Like, that's what Make America Great Again was written in. I did see that myself, Ham.
Oh, come on.
It looks like the Nazi font. Like, I didn't know there was a Nazi font. Elon did, and he used it for his MAGA hat. Go figure. Okay, let's take some sound. This is probably the most infamous soundbite from yesterday, so we'll start here, but I don't think it's actually the worst. This is deeply offensive, and they're freaked out about it because it may turn off Latino and Puerto Rican voters. But let's take a listen. This was a comedian opening up for Donald Trump last night at MSG.
A lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Oh, charming.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody. A lot going on.
Maybe you shouldn't tell the joke. Same comedian, he also said this.
I welcome migrants to the United States of America with open arms. And by open arms, I mean like this.
And he's gesturing like, don't come.
It's wild. And these Latinos, they love making babies, too. Just know that.
Oh, jeez.
They do. They do.
Gets worse.
There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They come inside, just like they did to our country.
I mean, what?
Wow, he's even crashing and burning at the Nazi rally.
Yeah. These people were vetted. Guaranteed somebody read his bits and went, yep, go ahead, bro. You're good to go. Next up, this is some crazy dude. I couldn't even figure out who this is, but confirmed he is indeed was on the stage. Let's take a listen to this.
In fact, she is the devil, whoever screamed that out. She is the Antichrist.
Talking about Kamala. Yep, totally. This is all very normal, very above board. How about this one? This is a Jewish guy speaking at the rally yesterday. This is Cut 22.
Listen to me from Jerusalem. They really do this. Like all of you, listen to me, all of you. I get back and they go, Sid, you want to speak at this MSG thing? I go, sure. Out of character for me to speak at a Nazi rally. I was just in Israel, but I took the gig.
Nazis as punchlines. Okay.
But acknowledging the fact that there was an actual Nazi rally at MSG in the 30s in this country.
1939.
Which is stunning to me, but at least those on stage are giving it a little reference.
And then we got to listen to Dr. Phil. We're just going to skip to Cut 24 because it's weird.
By the way, we didn't choose the name for that by random. Merit Street Media. This country was built on hard work, added value, and talent, not on equal outcome, not on DEI.
Shut.
This country was built on hard work.
And slavery.
Oh, yeah.
And enslaving human beings and forcibly. Shut up, Dr. Phil.
Those slaves did work hard, though.
You're not. I mean, he's not even a real doctor. We got to leave it there. I got so much
There's
sound.
There's so much more.
Thank you to the Maggie Dawn Show production team. We got Chris. We got Luke. It was a village today. Calvin, everybody helping out. Zomers in Madison. Folks, you got Dom Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show up next. Never a boring moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're going to leave it there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, this is News from the Center, WRCE.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.